Lime, duh.
Wow, wow, wow. Let's do it again, baby. Hello. Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect the wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling. Black, a.k.a. Dunsky, Black Amora, a.k.a. Donnie Wrestling. Donnie Wrestling. Numa can't clap. His internet might go out. A.k.a. Donnie Capri. From that time I went to Italy.
I have been here for 12 years.
That's me. My alter personality stranded in Capri. For 12 years, even though I went there 3 years ago. Okay, the modern day goof and spoof, ha, Raja, coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, baby, gabba,
gabba, gabba, wee, yeah, gabba, yeah. Gabba, gay, gabba, 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 gabba,
gabba. Guys, let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
You think you know me?
Well, hey, all right. Where am I at on this? No idea. I don't know what day it is. I don't know where I am in the intro. All I know is that coming at you for your satisfaction with all of our gabba gabba wee. I don't know. Hey, what's up, guys? We're back. We're here. Let me introduce the room. If you're on the YouTube, by the way, I've been posting all of our Zoom chats on YouTube, so you can watch part of the, what are we at, the 8D experience at this point now?
Yeah, something eight. Like that. I haven't been tracking the dimensions, but
yeah,
safe to say.
The 8D experience right now. Okay, to my down and diagonal, hailing from Rob Van Dam, Rob Van Dam's office, where he has a beautiful picture of himself up. he is a nasty, nasty boy. Nasty Noman.
Welcome to How About a City, bitch.
Wow.
I'm upset with my internet.
Yeah, I know your internet. We might lose Newman. To my side, a real non-thorn in my side, the first lady, Erin Finnerty.
What up?
What up? Welcome to What Up City, bitch.
Welcome to What Up City, bitch.
And look, before we get into the spiciness that is the world of pro wrestling that you know, you love, you have and I say love.
So
and
spicy.
The reason I say love is because you got a conflicted relationship with the thing, just like all of us, just like all love. All love is complicated, right? It's not all roses and rainbows, daddy. is that was that an expression?
Roses and rainbows, daddy.
Yeah, it's all not. Before we get into that, you got to know that if you want to support this show and you dig what we're doing, go to patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. Get bonus content, more stuff. Let us entertain you through these hard times, daddy. These weird times, daddy. Corona times, daddy. We have our movie dissection episodes coming out for the Cow Movie Club Patreon members, formerly known as the producer level. Our new episode this week came out on Monday for the movie Bumblebee, starring John Cena. The movie from 2018. How many moves out of five did Erin and I give Bumblebee? And Erin, what is the movie we will be dissecting next Monday?
You guys, next Monday, we are watching No Holds Barred, starring Hulk Hogan, Hulk Terry Hogan, on Hulu right now for your quarantine streaming pleasure. Don't know what it's about. Haven't seen it, but looking forward
to it. You never seen it?
No.
It's a classic.
I haven't seen it in my conscious memory. Like I'm sure I have, but I don't remember anything. You know?
Yeah.
How would I have not seen that? I don't even know, but I have not watched it. So I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah.
And all the movies we're choosing are on major streaming networks. This one was chosen by Petroniak, Andrew Brewster. So you can listen to that. And we'll be coming out with you with AEW NXT action, me and Tulo, on Friday mornings, also on the Patreon. So tons of bonus content. If you ordered a cow hoodie, they are printed. They were delayed a little bit because of obvious quarantine mania excitement. But the printers are up and going. The presses have the antibodies. And so the cow hoodies will be coming at you very soon. Also, the Twitch. A lot of people ask me about the Twitch. Took a little break from the Twitch. I will be back twitching when you're listening to this tonight for eight or Wednesday for AEW NXT because I'm excited to watch what's going on those shows. More info on the Twitch schedule coming up. I'll figure that out. But one thing I can guarantee is that on May 10th, I believe, we will be doing a Money in the Bank Twitch watch along.
Love it.
Let's see. Can you climb the corporate ladder? The least Newman-ish pay-per-view slogan of all time. Newman, what would your slogan be if it's climbing the corporate ladder? If you had to write the slogan for your Money in the Bank.
For Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
It would be...
descend the...
no, it would be... I don't know. It would be vacation time. It would be called vacation time is for time worked, not in spite of time to be worked. Your boss is not your friend.
throw up the X. Throw up the X. Don't show up to this pay-per-view. Just as catchy, to be honest. Just as catchy. Great job.
My real answer is I call it Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, what an answer. Okay, now come on, John. John Cena keeps trying to enter here. As you know, guys, we always have a pro wrestler at my bedroom door trying to burst in since the quarantine, looking for the safety. Their entrance music hits, but don't worry, the door is closed. Okay, they can't get in. Now, Kane, you're gonna have to go back to Knoxville, Tennessee, aka hell. anyway, so yeah, that's it. Also, I got another piece of quarantine content coming at you guys. I think something I've been working on a project, partially why I took Twitch time off a little bit, working on a project that will be coming at you guys very soon. Something that I wanted to do for a while that I am going to do. That this quarantine kind of pushed me to do. And I also encourage you guys also to do things with this time if you had anything on the to-do list. That could be as small as just watching a show you mean to watch. Don't put pressure on yourself. You don't got to fucking build the Eiffel Tower. Oh, it's so beautiful. never seen the thing. But one thing I want to say, by the way, before I end these announcements, I know these announcements, many, many of you might fast forward through.
You've never seen the Eiffel Tower?
No, I don't even know what that is. I've never even seen a rendering. I've never even seen a rendering. Absolutely. Someone was going to show me some blueprints of it. I was like, nah, I'm steering clear. Anything French, I'm not into. I call them freedom fries, but that caught on for me. That stuck for me.
Freedom fries, freedom dip.
We got a bunch of freedom fries people out there. They're not social distancing. They're protesting. They want a free nation.
Yeah. I hope they all.
Maybe if the government paid us more than $1,200 once, there would be less idiots out there protesting because they don't have any jobs right now.
Wow, wait, controversial stance. Newman doesn't know how to make $1,200 last. You heard it here first. right to the bank.
12 weeks.
12 weeks. I know. I where do they choose $1,200 from? What do they think people are doing? What do they think $1,200 does? Anyway.
There's no reason.
But let me just get to the point I want to say, which is, by the way, thank you so much to people who continue to support this podcast through – the you know, whatever I was gonna call it the government shutdown. I don't know. I think my brain is shutting down. Whatever this is, the quarantine. I mean, hey, if you ask Pelosi, she thinks it's a government shutdown, folks.
You've been hanging out with Ziggler too much.
I am selling. By the way, people, I have drone footage of Nancy Pelosi at the beach in San Francisco party. No, I mean, this turned into a conspiracy podcast.
Yeah,
Pelosi's benefiting. She's all right. Anyway, here's the deal. Thank you for supporting the show. I just want to give a sincere shout out during this time, especially because I don't know if you guys knew the news, but we were a podcast. It was on UCB Comedy Network. We recorded in UCB Studios. You guys knew that. UCB New York has shut down effectively. I mean, I guess as of today officially, but since this has gone down, I imagine many theaters are going to be closing. So we don't even totally know how that affects this podcast. I honestly can't say that we have a studio or anything. So your support is going to go a very long way, especially on getting this podcast up and running again when this is over. How do we move away from Zooming when I could see the beautiful real faces, the non-two-dimensional faces of these beautiful hosts of the show. So anyway, thank you for your support. We might really need it. I don't know what is going on, but anyway, times are weird. But I don't know what the fate is of UCB, but I would just like to thank UCB for all the stuff they, you know, UCB, a controversial figure out there in the world. Let's be real. It's what you read, you know. It's what you read. It's who you talk to. But to us, they've done some nice stuff for us. I started this podcast without it, but they've helped me out. So thank you to UCB if we never go in there again, but I hope to. I don't know. Anyway, don't know how New York affects LA. We'll find out. Anyway, guys, before we talk about wrestling, I mean, we're going to talk. I just want to say, look, last week was a very serious week for pro wrestling stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of like up to us how we go forward here. You know what I mean? And I think one of the tricky things is going to be like, obviously, look, as stuff breaks, we're going to go into it. But I think we have an option here, which is, are we a podcast that can be just upset with how WWE is handling everything right now. We can keep criticizing, or we can kind of just enjoy these performers and what they're doing. You know what I mean? And yeah. I think we should try to lean that way, but that doesn't mean that if we have a feeling, it shouldn't come out. We should be saying everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
I only mean it to say, and you guys tell me what you think. I haven't talked to you about this before, but I only mean this to say that I'm going to just enjoy the wrestling I'm watching and kind of put in the back of my mind, like, should it be happening or whatnot. We've done a lot of covering of that shit already, you know?
That's true. I'm fine with that.
As new stuff comes out, but don't get it twisted. Just because we're talking about wrestling doesn't necessarily mean we should like it. Like, today I read an article about some wrestler did an anonymous complaint to whatever, the Tampa Board of fucking operations or whatever. Who knows? Who knows what goes on in Florida? And they were complaining like, I feel like I can't say I can't go to work, you know?
Yeah.
That's terrible if someone doesn't want to do it. But also, I'm like, I don't have all this information because, like, it seems like Adam Cole doesn't have to go into work. Right,
he's definitely choosing to stay home and play video games.
Adam Cole is just cutting promos from his backyard, his mosquito fenced backyard.
It looks like a zoo.
He's got one of those Florida trash pools, right? Like with the netting. Which, by the way, I'm very pro. I'm pro that because it's worth not having insects, you know, mosquito bites.
Who wants that?
But it does. It's not a great look. You know, it's just kind of a bummer of a thing. Like I'm saying, so some of these wrestlers are not there, right? Mm-hmm. Or wrong? And it's like, do you think they just don't, they're like not booking Cole? I imagine they want Cole, the champion, on the show. If Dream's there, Finn's there, a lot of these guys are there. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't exactly know all that. But
are you alleging that this person? What are you alleging that this person shouldn't have?
They're a liar. This person is a fucking liberal operative.
Here we go. Here
you guys,
go.
You guys. I saw this person on the beach with Pelosi in San Fran partying. Not everyone was 1 foot. 2 6 inches apart, okay? Purposely close.
No, but what are you like? What are you saying? Is it that like you don't think? Do you not think that somebody would be afraid?
No,
my
guess is that depending on your status in this company, you could get away with say like it depends on your balls, right? Like for lack of a better term, but like do you have the guts to tell them you're not coming in, and then do you have the guts to handle those consequences of do they hold this over you forever? You know,
right? Like some people can afford to say no, and other people cannot.
Right, and then I imagine a lot of them are like, this thing's a hoax. These are pro wrestlers.
Right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. What do you think the percentage of wrestlers who think it's a hoax job?
95.
Who's the 5% that believe?
You're like your Daniel Bryan's, your Sami Zayn's, your Kevin Owens probably.
Daniel Bryan surprisingly is wrestling. Like he wrestled Cesaro this week. Yeah. And I was actually kind of shocked. As a matter of fact,
I'm not saying he's smart. I'm just saying I don't think he thinks it's a hoax.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you heard it here second. Okay. So my point is, I'm gonna enjoy Money in the Bank like it's fucking Money in the Bank. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because what else are we gonna do? You know what I mean? I'm gonna. You know, I'm gonna put on my Tamina shirt, and you know, I'm gonna
just Tamina like every other shirt? Day because you wear it all the time.
Does Tamina have a shirt?
I wonder if she has one of those like baseball jerseys, like deep merch.
Yeah. She has like one of those. You know those. Remember when they put up those batch NXT shirts?
It was one day.
those things had such little amount of thought that guy had. They made one that was racist. You know what I mean?
That was so terrible. Well, the whole not that one was terrible, but they were all so bad. And the logos were like on full size shirts were like teeny tiny.
Right. What was so
slider?
It was literally like they're like these people are not even worth ink. No, like these wrestlers are not even worth any
ink.
Like
a plain tee, basically.
Yeah. Tamina has one of those. And by the way, I think the A got cut off. It's Tamine.
Tamine. Tamine.
Okay, but anyway, while we were talking about Daniel Bryan, I'll say this, and then we'll get into Money in the Bank. Daniel Bryan, by the way, qualified for the Money in the Bank match. A big honor for a man who already headlined on WrestleMania and won. But maybe I'll have his moment. Daniel Bryan, during his SmackDown match, there's Cesaro, he says to the right. It's a very small thing, but
is it like audible? I didn't hear it.
Yes, you wouldn't hear it. The only reason I heard it is because I was walking my dogs at night, like, and wearing my Bose headphones. So it was like just a dead silent, and I was watching on my phone SmackDown,
and literally,
there's no crowd, so it's cool. You could hear wrestlers. That's the only one I've caught, but it's cool if you can hear them talk to each other.
Yeah,
I heard. It was Matt Riddle. It was in the Royal Rumble.
Really?
Right.
Versus he was going against Edge, and he threw that knee kick up, right, and you hear him say to the left, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
Right,
that's
before he does it.
He probably didn't want to kill Edge has a comment here.
You think you know me.
Okay. Hey, all right. That's his comment. He thinks that maybe he thinks that you you're wrong there. Daniel Bryan, by the way, I guess I could let's get into Money in the Bank for a second. Two things. Oh my God, my dog's in the mix. Sheffield, the dog, with his surprise in here. Let's see. Actually, I have Sheffield's entrance music here.
That's good entrance music for a dog.
Well, yes, that's true. It's like the Jimmy Wang Yang, that wrestler who would come out, the Asian wrestler who dressed like a cowboy. My dog's from China. He's trying to pretend to be a cowboy. But anyway, so let's two things to talk about with Money in the Bank. First thing is, let's talk about the main thing, which is climbing the corporate ladder gimmick. Jamie, you close the door. I'm doing the podcast. Oh my God! Can you believe the disrespect?
Oh my God!
Can we believe the disrespect? Yeah, I mean, Jamie, I'm in the middle of the podcast here. You close the door. Oh, she's coming back in. Okay.
Wrestlers, all the wrestlers who've been waiting for you are going to come
right in the middle of the podcast. I mean, can you believe this? Now the door. I mean, this is a what an operation. Patreon.com/comedian to wrestling. Support this podcast. Maybe I can get a door. Maybe I'll get a door.
Someone to close it.
Absolutely. Okay. Are you putting the leashes on the dogs here? Yeah. I load this video up on the YouTube.
It's a bonus.
All right, guys. This is a little slice of life here. I feel like you remember that? You remember the guy who was on TV and his kids came in. He was doing a report from home.
Yeah. That was like before quarantine times. The kid came in and he was like shooing her out.
Anyway, so they're doing this Money in the Bank pay per view. That video is so funny, by the way. Everyone's seen it. It's so viral, but it's hilarious. They're doing this climbing the corporate ladder gimmick, literally. So I've been saying this, that there's an opportunity now for WWE to get extremely creative now that they are in this time where they have to get creative. Because what are they going to do? Full pay-per-views with no crowd. They're like, here's a way to make our product more interesting. This is going to be a pre-taped video. Literally, they're saying the way this match works is both Money in the Bank pay-per-view matches start on the ground floor of the WWE office building. Now, I mean, I'm already so pumped about this. I love this idea. And it's called climbing the corporate ladder. You start in the first floor of WWE headquarters in Stamford, and they have to work their way up to the roof where there's a ring and the briefcase hanging. I mean,
it's crazy. It's like Die Hard.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's Die Hard wrestling. Do you guys? Let me ask you. Do you guys like that idea?
It's a cool idea.
Do you guys like that? Yeah, it sounds great. My only fear is that, like, when Edge and Randall Keith,
you think you know me.
Yeah, when they were like kind of lost in the conference room and stuff like that. That was a little boring, but that was kind of one level. This is cool because it's like they're actually going up in a building. I know it's not a skyscraper, but it's still pretty cool. I don't know. How many floors is there?
It's not that big. It's like a 10-floor building. I think it's like a 6-floor. Yeah, it's not a skyscraper.
It's not Nakatomi Plaza, but you know. No, it's still cool. At least
it's more Building 7 than it is Tower 1 or 2.
Wow, you heard it here. You heard it here. Wow, this is the most
serious. Just for perspective.
Yeah. okay. What's your source on that?
I got a couple of YouTube videos I can show you.
InfoWars? Yep. So I think... Yeah, but look, I love the idea. I think, first of all, I like this. I mean, it's a style thing, but I like this idea. If everything was up and running, I like this idea. I think it's crazy. It's fun. It's what makes wrestling so cool. The fact that they're an actual publicly traded company with actual headquarters and they use them to have matches in. Right? Like, it's an actual office building. It's not like, oh, we rented office building and the whole thing's scripted, right?
Right.
There's an element of reality in there that is so good that they actually use this building. If you were interview for a job there, that's where you would go, right? If you're right, that's where it is. Vince's office is in there. That is so fucking funny and cool to me. It's why I like wrestling. I guess my thought is, the guy who called me a cancer on on the wrestling podcast
that
game.
Guy.
I think he did it. I think I did it based on – I think he didn't like that I praised the Firefly Funhouse match, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, what was that about?
Some guy just tweeted Dan Black is a cancer to wrestling
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
It wasn't like a reply to anything. It was just a tweet. So,
right.
But it did come after that match. So could be.
I think that's why, because I think when I dig down deeper into it, he was pretty critical. I think we're putting this guy over, but he was pretty critical of that, so I just kind of pieced it together, you know?
Right.
But I think, like, the only reason I bring this guy up is because I'm thinking about where he's really extreme, but a lot of people's criticism of these matches are that they, like, kill the reality of wrestling and blah, blah, blah. And so I could see that like, it's not your style, but to me it's like, I feel like there's still room. You still on that same card. Like, let's look at this card for a second. You still have, you still gonna have McIntyre, Rollins. Mm-hmm. You still got Bayley, Tamina, two incredible workers.
No.
I mean, you know, you have Strowman. Well, we're talking about interesting times because you have like Strowman, Wyatt, which is interesting because that might be more cinematic because we're in this quarantine time. So who fucking knows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like right now, still, I think you could have on a card something cool and taped, like some kind of deletion thing. And then you also do that. I think it's fun. I don't know, we're pretending times are going to be normal again. But I do hope that they keep peppering in stuff like this. Let's see how this is. Let's try it. Let's see if it's good. And if it's shit, we're all like, there's so much more wrestling. I feel like we learned something from it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love this idea. I think it's very funny, very cool. I think it'll inevitably have some good comedy spots of like someone walking with files and they blast the files over the place. Yeah. And I also particularly like it because that very famous commercial, WB commercial of them like, for the video game, for maybe for WrestleMania, where they're like walking through the Rock walking through the office, just like throwing guys through plate glass windows into conference rooms and stuff. That I really dig that. So yeah. All right, cool. Let's talk about actual Money in the Bank qualifiers. So we have the list of everyone in the matches except for one TBD spot for the women.
For the women, right.
But let's go through the men first. Men first. It's the proper thing to do.
Big surprise.
But they're doing a thing in this Money in the Bank, which I'm not saying you can't do. And it's really weird times, obviously. You have a limited wrestlers. But we have three past world champions in the match. Like AJ Styles, Rey Mysterio, Daniel Bryan all have been the heavyweight champion. I feel like if you've been the champion, you should not be allowed to be in Money in the Bank. Or if it is, it's like should be a big storyline element that like you're looking to rebuild and get back there.
Right.
And this is how you want to do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think like the kayfabe of Money in the Bank is like this is a way to see new talent. Like that should be part of story. You know, especially like AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan. It's like, I mean, Ray also. Like, it's just right. Like AJ Styles is like, does he need the case?
No.
Definitely not. I mean, the case, like, historically is for people who more like Aleister Black and guys like that. Like, I don't know. I feel like I can't think of a memorable Money in the Bank.
Right. Well, who do you guys think wins the men's Money in the Bank, and who do you think should win? How about that?
I think Aleister Black should win because that would be great.
Right.
Who do I think is going to win?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Aleister Black.
I think Aleister... I mean, I don't like Aleister Black with the briefcase per se, but let's just look at the crowd here. Like, I don't want Daniel Bryan with the briefcase.
Right.
I don't want Rey Mysterio with the briefcase.
Apollo Crews.
I don't want AJ Styles. So the three champions I don't want. And then Apollo Crews has done nothing to, like, just Apollo Crews is nothing. Like, you know, whatever. He's a talented guy, but he's not built himself to any place where anyone would care about him cashing in.
Right.
Drew Gulak, just no, same similar scenario. Good wrestler, but also like not at all on anyone's radar, especially to be a heavyweight champion. King Corbin already squandered his case, but he's not a bad guy to have the briefcase for writing purposes. But there, it's already been done, and I just so. The weird thing, this match, I think it should be Aleister Black based on who we're looking at, and it will be, is what I would say.
Yeah, that's kind of, hopefully.
It feels like they're setting up, they're clearly like building Aleister, and it looks like they're building him, and it also feels like he's like the only person who could win here. Because the other thing is like, AJ, I mean, Daniel Bryan, these guys have too much clout to say I don't want to show up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll choose Aleister. Who you guys, you think?
I'm with Aleister, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm going to go down. It's a safe bet.
Women's. Asuka, Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, Sasha Banks. The women's Money in the Bank is way more wide open.
I agree.
Especially because the women's Money in the Bank is also the women's titles, just to be frank, are just kind of thrown around the women's division.
Right.
So it's like almost like Dana Brooke could be the champion. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all, you know?
Yeah.
It would just be like, oh, now it's Dana's turn, which is, again, my beef with the booking of the women's division. It's like everyone gets a turn, it feels like. But who would you guys go? Who would you choose, and who do you think wins?
I would choose Lacey Evans.
Yeah.
And I think Nia Jax is going to win.
Oh, interesting.
Cool.
That's cool.
I think any one of these people could win. Interesting. I think Asuka probably is the least.
Yeah. I think she's the least because she's – I'm pulling for Sasha Banks.
It's just the interesting thing about wrestling. It's like all about like timing and positioning. You're like, Asuka and AJ have a similar sheen right now of like, oh, they're positioning. They're just not, they're top guys, but they're not in a position to be winning anything right now.
Right.
And by the way, if you guys don't remember, AJ Styles, you know, he botched it when he won his big trophy in Saudi Arabia that the Undertaker ruined his moment of winning the
right, well the and he's dead.
That's another thing. So do we get a video of AJ Styles like picking up, like digging himself out?
Yeah, right. Well, both of his buddies are gone. So.
Yeah,
right. No. I don't know who's gonna dig him out, the Druids.
I know, you know what? The people, I mean, we thought AJ got buried, but it turns out it was Gallows and Anderson.
Well, did
Maria and Mike Kanellis had an announcement during Raw, right? I didn't see what that was.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Is there music playing? I have no idea what music. Is that you guys or me?
I don't hear music.
Do you guys? Oh, that's so funny.
What music are you hearing?
I know what happened. My... I had the DVR going from AT&T, and like if the DVR goes long enough on like when I end watching SmackDown or Raw, it like eventually will play like start from the beginning, and it'll play like Dick Wolf presents or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's I'll go back or whatever's on USA.
That's
hilarious. Anyway,
you ever see the first season of Law and Order?
No,
it's great. Best season of that TV show, yeah.
I never got into the Law and Order thing.
Neither did I, but the first season is like completely different than all the other ones. It's like more cinematic looking. It's really good.
I used to watch SVU a lot.
Yeah.
Many people have. The people are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you heard it here second. SVU, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So... Okay, here's a broader question. This is not about should WWE be wrestling. Here's my question. Should WWE acknowledge coronavirus during the show in kayfabe?
They should acknowledge it, period. They haven't ever.
Because it's kind of weird. Like, I actually don't really know the answer on this. I think this is like one of those things where people like on podcasts and shit will spout off like, they should be doing this, blah, blah, blah. But like, then there's things where you sit in a writer's room and you think and you're like, oh, man, where does that really get us long term? Like, you know, are we better off here? But it is weird with WWE where it's like, they're pretending like we're watching the A show. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they're not at all saying anything that's like, you know, cool that, like, Drew Gulak's getting this much time. Normally he doesn't. It's good to see him shine. This is a big moment for him. Like, they don't even do that. I'm talking about, like, the thinnest of thin comments. They're like, nope, this is how Raw would have been booked regardless of anything.
Right. And it's like a TV show. Like, if it was Law and Order
right.
that was on TV, like, you know, they're not acknowledging that we're in a crisis. It's like they really yeah. are not in this world
right.
at all.
So, like, I think it especially hurts Drew McIntyre, who, yeah. like, should be saying, like, yo, you guys stay home, it's safe, and then I'll put myself on the line here. Instead, he's doing, like, small nods where he, like, does the, like, he had that, like, you know what I'm
talking about? Like, that's so funny.
YouTubers, you see?
Right,
like,
right.
I won the match. You know right. what I mean? Like, this is all you at home. But like in kayfabe, it's like, Drew, why are you pointing to the people at home? They're just at home. They just got home from work and they're watching mm-hmm. the show here. And actually, no one can make it tonight. Actually, we didn't sell any tickets tonight. We sold no tickets tonight.
Yeah, some champ you are.
Well, right. I'll say this right now. I don't think I would say Drew McIntyre. This is just my opinion. I haven't seen any stats. The least drawing champion of all time. He's got to be. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yeah. Same for Braun Strowman. Although Braun Strowman, 2 WrestleMania matches in one night. Because when you look in the history books, it will be that he had 2 title shots, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the history books.
The history books, they keep saying that. Yeah, the history book. By history books, I mean the Wikipedia page.
Right.
Which is the official history books of – what's the deal with Wikipedia and, like, in school now? Like, if you're, like, writing a paper –
No, unacceptable source.
Really?
Yeah.
It's always been an unacceptable source because anyone can go in and edit it.
We had Wikipedia.
Out. Yeah, I remember when it came out and, like, you know, my professors would be like, you guys, do not use
right.
Wikipedia as a source. It is not a scholarly source.
Right.
Well, you just go to the footnotes at the bottom of the article and go to the actual source.
You just go to the actual thing, right? Right. Yeah, absolutely. But when Wikipedia was real a big no-no, like when I was in school, but like now I feel like it's more legit because it has the sourcing and stuff. Anyway.
It has the sourcing, but you can still couldn't cite it in a paper.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, welcome welcome to the Wikipedia podcast.
Yeah, we're talking MLA formatting today.
Yeah. Do you guys think that they should change the look of the site? I mean, it's a classic. All right, let's move on. Mm-hmm. We should, right? We have to.
Must.
Okay. Now I'm gonna move on. But, all right, let's talk a little. Let's start over in the land. Of
SmackDown coming back to Friday. SmackDown, it's on Friday. 1 million views on Fox, Fox, Fox. SmackDown, SmackDown, SmackDown on Fox, 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 SmackDown, Fox, SmackDown, Fox, SmackDown.
Yeah, right now it's on Tuesdays and it's SmackDown Live, but it's moving to Fridays in October 2019. Wow.
That full song is back. That's so funny.
I got the full song dude, back here for dude, you guys.
Dude. Dude, you downloaded the whole song. You got it back on there.
Sounds familiar. I think I know that guy.
Oh man. Anyway, was the Supermark? Was he around?
Super Troll.
Oh, Super.
You just possessed Newman.
I told you WWE sucks. Nobody's at the shows anymore.
Oh wow. The Super Troll's here. Wait, hold on. The Super Troll's here. Hold on.
Whoa.
Oh, he's here. Hold on. He's having a connection issue. Hold on. He's having a little bit of a connection issue, but
yeah, I have a little bit of a connection issue right now. So,
I'm gonna patch you through Newman's feed. Probably that'll make it easier. Newman, you mind taking a break?
That's fine, I guess.
You don't want to talk to this guy, anyways.
Let me patch you through. Newman had to pee anyway, so
at least he's not hacking into the mainframe.
Yeah. All right. What do we got here? All right.
Whoa.
Hold on. We're working some things out. Hold on. Okay. All right. That's not going to help. Hold on. I got a couple things. Let me just try a couple things. Right now I'm using my tuner to if you want to. This is a weird thing because Philly is such low technology.
Yeah, they're on dial-up.
So I have to adjust the antenna actually to kind of point it at Philly.
You actually have to have worse internet reception to connect to them.
Yeah, because the Super Troll, I don't know. He told us this in a past episode, but he has just he has aluminum foil on the top of his house. He kind of coats it. And so that's how he picks up the signal from this podcast. So let's see. Super Troll, how are we doing? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you ain't got no picture.
Okay. All right. Are you working on getting picture up, or are we good to just talk?
I thought you were working on something.
Oh, no, I think we had a miscommunication there. That's fine. How about we just talk like this? How's that?
That's fine. I told you I was calling in.
Yeah.
To say
calling in.
That I was right. WWE sucks as a product because no one's been at the shows. I think it's no, dude.
I'm do you know
even right?
No. Okay, listen, Super Troll. Okay, listen, I know you and I have had troubles in the past, but now the time we truly are one. Sanjay Gupta told me that. And I think that right now we have a pandemic going on. There's a novel COVID-19 virus going around, so we can't gather. So there's no WWE Universe at the shows. They're just doing it just for the TV.
COVID?
No, it's not COVID. It's COVID.
COVID-19. Yeah, my buddy Tone's uncle had COVID-19. He wasn't doing social distancing too good, so he got real sick.
Oh, so you know what it is?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's that Chinese hoax.
No, it's not a Chinese. It's you almost called it a hoagie. A Chinese hoagie? It's
a Chinese hoax.
No, yeah. It's not a hoax. It's not a hoax at all. Okay, it's real. Okay. Oh my god,
Super Troll.
That's you?
Yeah, what up?
Oh my god. Wow, all right, we finally got the visuals through. It looks your video's frozen, but it's fine. We could see you. So it's just frozen on your face there. All right, well, God, can we talk about this facial hair for a second? What's going on there? It's a goatee and a beard?
Is that your mouth?
It's so I can fit my N95 mask over my face.
Oh, so all right. So you're fully versed on. So you understand about this pandemic, but you don't understand why WWE has no crowd.
No, I know there's a. I know there's a pandemic because of a Chinese hoax disease that they made, and I don't want to get it. But yeah, of course there's a pandemic, but it's a Chinese hoax. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. We can agree to disagree on that. How about that? We got to come together in these times. But let me ask you something. What are you thinking of WWE product right now?
Don't watch it. And I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one, apparently. No one's been going to the shows. I already told you.
No one's allowed at the shows because of the virus.
Yeah, because they're so bad. The security guards are like, yo, in good conscience, I can't let you in here, dude.
Is that what you think is happening? That's what you think is – No, that's not what's happening, man. But okay.
All the essential workers came together and they stand outside at a various stadiums and they go, look, bud, you can't come in here.
No. That's not okay. Let me ask you something. So, Jesus, listen. So you said the show sucks, but you haven't been watching it. Again, you're giving criticism without actually seeing the product.
Why? Why would I watch WWE when I can watch NJPW highlights on YouTube?
Yeah.
And see good work.
Well, I mean, I think there's time for both, is my opinion. So what are you? So you've been watching New Japan. What do you think of AEW? You've been watching AEW. Finally, you have your alternative product on Wednesday nights. What have you been thinking?
Oh, look, AEW sucks too, man. Look, wrestling sucks. God. I don't know what to tell you. No one's going to shows, dude.
First off, no one can go to AEW shows either because of the Chinese virus. It's hard to look at you. I got to be honest. It's a ridiculous look.
Truly repulsive super troll.
Yeah, I mean, you shaved it like that, and then so you have an end. So the mask touches skin? What's the logic?
Yeah, it has to get a clean seal around the face so as not to let in any particulates.
So your facial hair isn't like this, like, all the time, or?
No, it is. We call it, like, a happy accident.
Oh, okay. Cool. The circle of hair around your mouth is truly alarming. Does that serve a purpose?
I'm sorry. I missed a memo that said that every one of our choices with facial hair has to serve a purpose.
Okay, listen, let me ask you something, Super Troll, okay? Listen, we need your analysis. You're so critical of wrestling. We're trying to give the voice to the people who feel like they're the voiceless here. Like, right? So what do you think? What are you liking right now in wrestling product? AEW, WWE, what do you think? Any of it?
I like all the releases that happened.
You like the releases that that's a hot take. I mean, come on, man. You like all the releases that happened?
What, you think they like working for WWE? They're going to go out, they're going to be on the indie scene, they're going to make all kinds of t-shirt money. It's going to be good.
There's no indie scene right now. Have you been going to indie shows?
No, I don't go to indie shows, bro. They suck.
Do you even what, they suck? So all you do is watch old New Japan clips on YouTube?
I don't like wrestling. I don't like wrestling.
Yeah.
That's why I don't watch it.
So why do you have an opinion about something you don't like? Why do you have an opinion about something you don't like? I don't even understand this.
Okay. The first person that doesn't have an opinion on something that they don't know anything about, throw the first stone. I say this unto thee.
Wow.
All right. You know what, Super Troll? I feel like any parting words? Tell us something that is good. You haven't been watching wrestling. You don't like wrestling. Tell us something that is good.
What's good? That's what I'm saying. What's good? What's good to my boy Jim? Where the tree at? Hit me up at Wawa.
Okay.
God. Super Troll, can I ask you one question before you go?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think about Dan Black's work as a podcaster?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I want to hear
his work as a podcaster. I think he's a carcinoma.
Wow.
Telling. Wow. Okay. Just curious what you thought.
Carcinoma.
So, do you know? Someone called me a cancer on the pro wrestling podcast. Do you know that guy?
No, I don't know. Where did he say that?
On Twitter.
He said it on Twitter, yeah.
Nah, I'm not on Twitter.
All right. All right, man.
Okay.
So, listen, are you going to say, so just the rest of the day, I'm worried about your safety. You're just going to go home, stay isolated, right? You got a small crew, you're saying? Small social circle?
Yeah. I'm heading right home as soon as I'm done protesting this shutdown
of
the economy, you know.
Well,
because I ain't vaccinated either. I never had a vaccination. I never in my life. So
that's clear.
My God.
Let me ask you something. When you protest, do you wear a mask to the protest?
Yeah, but it's a WCW Sting Crow mask.
Okay.
I don't know all if right, that's N95 compliant.
Newman's is buzzing
me. It's NWO compliant.
Okay, Super Troll. Many thanks.
Newman wants to come back in. Can we get Newman back in here? I'm going to buzz you out. Is that cool? All right.
right. Well, bye, Super Troll.
Super Troll. I mean, you know, not very additive. Not very additive. Possibly a waste of time for everyone involved.
He's the worst.
All right, let's move on to some stuff. So, they're setting up for a Braun Strowman Bray Wyatt match at Money in the Bank. Bray Wyatt left a gift for Strowman in kind of a silly segment. Literally, Braun Strowman, there's nothing really to say here. He left him the black mask. It's cool they're going to go with the Wyatt family angle, and Braun Strowman's kind of like, oh, that's a part of my past. I'm looking to get, like, let go. I dig that. But Braun, there was like just a present in the middle of the ring, and Braun was literally just like, oh, you know, is that a present for me? Like, to Alexa Bliss? He's like, oh, that present over there, you shouldn't have. Like, he just assumed the present is for him that was, like, off screen, and then it turned out to be the mask. It was like, oh, no, the mask. It was, you know, I like to go with the angle, but the segment was so stupid. It was beyond stupid.
What are you doing?
Yeah, but gifts. Well, I mean, I'm interested. So, I mean, I imagine Braun's not going to lose the title to Bray. So, I hope – I don't know what they're going to do with that match. I can't imagine an outcome that's going to make anybody happy because they're really pushing Braun as a babyface, which I you know, Braun just is – he just feels so heel to me right now. I don't know.
I mean, he has a lot of potential as a face, I think.
Yeah.
But – he does feel very naturally heel.
Well, we've seen him get great babyface heat before. Like, it's definitely just like, you know, his whole run of winning the title from Goldberg didn't, you know, and he like subbed in, and then he was a jerk in the beginning of the quarantine crisis.
Right.
He seems to live on a whole other planet of any kind of actual truth on social media, you know?
Right.
He seems to live on like a, like, the thing is, like, I don't care if you're like, I'm not even saying like anything about like guns and blah blah blah, but there's like an element of it where you're, like, I feel like you do it in a way that like you so want to tell people to fuck off about their opinion the other way, and I could just
right.
say it without you even saying it. The point is that it just he has a natural. I'm not even saying you can't be using guns and blah blah blah. It's not even about that. It's an energy of fuck you to people who are against me vibe.
Right.
Gives him a natural heel vibe to him. And sometimes it goes the other way where somebody's so likable that they like try to play they're so likable on social media in such a way where you're like, oh, you're trying to be a bad guy. It doesn't totally work.
Right.
Anyway, I want to give props
that happens with Becky a lot.
Yes, Becky is a good example where she like tries to be like tough, but then her social media seems so like you could see she has like a very grateful, good attitude.
Right.
And she's trying to be like Connor, who's like seems like he probably has a little more of that in reality. Sonya Deville, I felt like had a pretty great promo for herself. She had her big moment ripping on Mandy, and she tore her apart pretty nice, and her motives seem pretty good, and I think that that's an exciting moment for Sonya. She's never – I was into the promo. I thought it had this these two falling apart felt like a big deal. It had taken a long time to happen, and this is kind of Sonya's first time getting
like what now?
Yeah, I'll tell you why I'm stalling in a second, but getting the rub, like she had her big moment. She's been hidden behind Mandy for a while, and I think she capitalized. It's nice to see somebody get a moment and then kind of knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
Whether you like that storyline or not, it's like Sonya has been for a while just like she's got no personality, and we just kind of know she's a lesbian. Like that's like right. That's like all we know about her. As
well,
like,
I know a little bit more about her because she's been pretty heavily featured in Total Divas, so right. It's actually cool to see more of her personality there.
Yeah.
Get to know her more. So I like her a lot because of that.
That's cool.
She's actually seems really cool. IRL.
All right, I dig that. Yeah, so good for Sonya. I feel like she. It's if you're in the zone right now where you're like not really watching. You like want to pop in and check out moments, you know, because it's like, you know, weird times, daddy. Check out Sonya's promo. It's worth watching. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. And then I think Ziggler comes out and is kind of begging Mandy to get back with him. And he is like a real soap opera moment that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm into the whole Otis thing, because with the whole Otis thing, I feel like if it had a crowd, people would be legitimately into it in a way they were not into the Bobby Lashley stuff.
Right.
The writer who came up with that idea, by the way, fired.
Oh, I saw that.
The Mandy Otis.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. She was.
Was she the only one that got fired? I only saw one writer's name of the people they let go.
I think maybe, possibly.
Yeah. Anyway, Tamina beats Sasha Banks. Gotta say, we're going to see Tamina Bayley. I mean, Bayley got to be one of the least exciting champions in the history of WWE has got to be this Bayley run.
100%.
Yeah. But like Tamina beat Sasha, and you're kind of like, even though there was a schmoz element to it, Sasha, I mean, she really has never – they really don't like her. I mean, there just has to be, like, something with it. Like, she came back, and it was like, oh, she looked cool. It was like, let's time to run with her. She got Snoop Dogg in her theme song. And maybe they're just waiting for another time. But, like, if you think about Sasha, like, she's lost the title on every time she's defended it. There's just kind of an undeniable thing about Sasha booking. They never protect her.
I know. It's like something – it's a scenario where something clearly has gone on, like, behind the scenes that no one talks about, because the way it all started off and the where it is now, like, it really never – she never gets off the ground anymore. It's not great for her, which is a shame because I like her, and there's a lot of memorable moments where I'm like, oh, I wish they could recapture that, but she never – gets a chance anymore. So who knows?
Weirdly, she would be one of the, like, because I just do not care about her in WWE, and have gone out of my way to say that I don't think that she's good. But
who's Sasha?
Yeah, but she is weirdly one of the prospects of, like, somebody going to AEW that would actually get my juices flowing.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. She would probably go insane.
She's the one. Who I would be like, oh, this is fucking hype.
I guess, like, I don't know, because she's clearly not, like, a safe worker. I think that's come up, like, time and time again. Like, she's a daredevil. Okay. And she's kind of dangerous. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Like, back when she was, like, away doing her own thing, there was clips of her, like, training and, like, working in a ring and, like, I don't know. And I worry that if she has a reputation for being an unsafe worker, like, it's all speculation, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always try to, like, I don't like to be like, oh, this person's unsafe, because I don't know how to do that stuff.
Right.
But there are some wrestlers who they don't really perform with, or I'll say this. There are some wrestlers who perform with, like, really deliberate intensity. Like, their movements are, like, on purpose and for a reason. And then there's wrestlers who just seem to be throwing their body all over the place.
Right.
And she's one of them to me. Like, I don't see the intention in what she's doing. It doesn't seem like she's, like, a focused athlete in there.
Well, if she was focused, like, she would be able to pull something off that looks like a daredevil move, but also execute it safely, like Charlotte does, you know?
Right.
Back, so, like, Daddy.
Oh.
Is she safe? Like, I don't know, but, like, she just doesn't, her style, sometimes people are like, oh, that's her style. She's like, she throws herself around. I'm like, ah, yeah, but, like, that's what they said about Punk, too. And it's like, well, sometimes it's just a shitty band.
Right. Know? Well, it's, I think the thing is, Sasha has, like, a look. She has a following. She's unique. Like, she has her theme song and stuff. Like, and she's, you know, it's good. Something's wrong.
She looks so fucking awesome.
I know, that's the thing.
She definitely, she might be sloppy, but she can go.
And, yeah. Well, and
not
Bayley
a great talker,
is the,
but she's good enough that yeah. like they could this is good enough where they could like make it work.
Right.
I gotta know the real story there.
I know. Because there's definitely a story. Because like Bailey is such a snooze fest and like so forgettable and like nothing has happened that's cool. Like, I don't know. I just don't see how that's possible that Bailey could have the title for the song and Sasha hasn't even like got it, especially because it'd be cool for her to turn on Bailey, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. And so we get Tamina, you know, Tamina's thrust into the title picture. It's just wow. The women's division is just it's so frustrating to me because I haven't even looked at it critically enough from a booking perspective. It's another one of those like writer's room things where you're like, oh, if you sat in the writer's room, what would you do? Like, I'm just like, I don't like how these women move up and down the card. They have no mid card. There's a tag titles that you can join up with another woman and win them. It's like, it's so shoddy, you know? And it's like, it hurts everybody. It hurts Charlotte. It hurts. It's just not good for anyone to be like kind of it to be like a little, there's no structure to it. I mean, it's, you can complain about it in the men's division as well, but it's a little, it makes a little more sense. So anyway, all right. I want to talk to you guys about Monday Night Rollins, the Monday Night Messiah. I gave you my opinion here, which is the Monday Night Messiah bit is very good on paper. But I think there's a couple things about it, which is that I find myself zoning out when he talks. And I feel like it. I don't know what it really is. Now, you can attribute that to the fact that we're in these weird times. But he's falling into that same thing with Bray Wyatt, Lantern Bray Wyatt for me, where I'm like, I got it. You have some kind of ideology. I don't know what it is. You talk in circles. You cut promos where it's all about the frosting. You look awesome. The whole idea seems cool, but it's not totally like – he literally is like just – it's all like vague, like just like, oh, when I like push my agenda through and I will bring us to a higher plane and right. But like, I feel like there's no specificity to the thing.
Well, it's kind of like an improv where like you land on like a game and you get excited. So then you start talking about how weird it is that, you know, that this is happening instead of like actually doing the thing that makes it fun. And so he's stuck on it. Cause like in improv, it's misleading in that it feels good enough to be doing. It feels good enough to be like commenting on the thing.
Well, but unless talking you about start like
moving it forward.
Yeah, you like you think a game is good enough to play or something. You think you have a full on idea, and then you realize it's thinner, and then you start adding more to it later on. Like, it doesn't map totally with wrestling. It does. It works totally. But wrestling's product is different than, obviously, an improv scene or whatever. But, like, with him, it's like, oh, you see, you're talking in circles. You're just spinning, pastor buzzwords and expressions and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I want to know what you're actually upset about. You know? Like, this is the thing, WWE, this never gets right. It's like, like Drew McIntyre came back and was like, I want to stop like laziness in the locker room, like guys eating Cheetos and shit. But we never saw a guy eating Cheetos, and he comes, knocks it out of his hands and goes, come in the ring with me. Let me show you why you need to eat better or whatever.
Right.
Not that exactly, but like just something where it's like, oh, well, he's decimating the guys who are getting, and then he's beating guys and then they're like getting their shit together. And it's like, oh, he actually has like, oh, I'm here to combat complacency. That these just end up being like cool games and ideas and character gimmicks, essentially, that they don't follow. So now it's like, it's just bad writing. It's like Rollins is like here just being like, I'm he's just like fucking doing the shell of an idea, and it looks awesome, it feels cool, you want to like it, but it's a snooze. It's
right
especially because you could do a lot with it. I mean, like, if you're presenting yourself as like this holy man, like they have the disciples thing, which is obviously like on hold right now, but like you could have like your whole like man, like all your ideas, like what are you preaching, or like, you know, a cult leader type thing where it's like, this is what we stand for. but they just don't do, there's no like layers to it,
right.
Even though it's, you know, something where they could. And I think when he came out wearing like the priest cape thing, that right. was like really cool, but they're not really kind of playing to that whole idea.
Right. It looked cool, but you're like, oh, got it. Is he Scientology? Is he Christianity? Is he like,
what is his religion? Like,
top of intelligence. Like, what is Reigns-ology or Rollins-ology? What is it? Is it that, like, you can't win without me? You need me to win, and I come sit and watch you and that. Like, because to be honest, people shit on, like, Dark Order, but I think Dark Order is headed more towards that kind of clarity. They're both still in the same zone of, like, I don't know exactly what it is. Is it for power? Is it, like, Rollins wants to be the champion, and that gives him – he wants to be the champ, so everyone around him has to support that. Is it, like – you know, I'm just saying, it's a little, I'm not sure where they're going with it. I don't even have pitches, because I'm like, I don't know what it is exactly. It's just Rollins is a Messiah thing. This Monday Night Messiah thing, don't be fooled by the fact that Rollins looks awesome. It's not working.
He does.
Architect made so much sense. It was oh, I got it. Like, he's just like a true manipulator, right? It's like right. It's the same thing as Edge's gimmick, essentially, but one was like, I do it through being sleazy, and one is I do it through being like, just like more of like a business slime, you know? No friendships matter. It's all about getting to the top. It's very Machiavellian, whatever. All right. Let's move on to Garza for a second, because I think Garza is another guy who could fall into this zone, who I think Angel Garza is a big star. But again, like they said, they called him Raw's resident Lothario, which I thought was fucking awesome. I pitched, I just want to say this. Remember I was pitching the wrestler who knows how to treat a lady?
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Garza, and I had to look up Lothario. I was like, I gave you guys the definition of a Lothario, because I was like, what is it exactly? It's defined as a man who behaves selfishly and irresponsibly in his sexual relationships with women. I didn't even know Lothario was that negative, you know?
Yeah. Most of those words actually are. They mean something horrible. Yeah. Like the person they describe is awful.
It's such a great word, because it's like, it's not in the modern lexicon at all. So if Garza is a Lothario, and we're just going to call him that, which is like, okay, he's a guy who, like, you know, he's a playboy, whatever, right? And he's like kind of just like a young stud. He's got high confidence because he's hot. A woman's never told him no. He's never, there's no title he hasn't won. No social circle he hasn't cracked. Let's see that. But I feel like in WWE, they're unable to do that, even though they use the resources a lot of the times to show off talent in some ways. So, I would love to see Garza if they find a way to fully flesh him out more, because he's awesome.
Yeah.
That finishing good. Movie does is called The Wing Clipper. I looked it up. It's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at I watched, like, you know, like those YouTube supercuts of a move?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I just want to see this move so I can fully understand what it is. Which, by the way, if you like a move, I don't recommend it, because it's like sometimes when you watch it a bunch, you see either – you just see it too many times that you know how to do it. So then it takes away its, like, magic. Like,
and it's, like, out of context.
Yeah, like, especially those, like, Sister Abigail-style moves and, like, the crossroads. Don't look at those ones, because those ones kind of are, like – oh, I don't know how they did that. Like, they spun, you know? But then you see that it's all about how you start the position, and then they're all the same move.
Right.
But anyway, his move, the Wing Clipper, is so complicated, this move. So, like, he takes you kind of in, like, a pedigree-style position, but not between his armpit, not between your legs, right?
So you did an double underhook?
Yeah, double underhook, right? It's a double underhook, but in the armpit.
Right.
And locked, fully locked. You know, like a pedigree is loose?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is like he's interlocking his arms. Then you jump up, like jumping on your dad, like you know, like when you're a kid.
Right.
You jump and you straddle him, his waist.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So that's all you. Like, you, like, because he has no ability to make you take your legs.
Right.
And straddle him. Except for you can make the kayfabe argument, like, it's so painful that your arms are locked. That's the only way to get comfortable.
Comfortable. Oh, I just gotta be comfortable.
I need to be comfortable. It's killing my arms so much. I'll straddle your dick.
You can even say that, like, they're trying to take him down. Like, they're wrapping their legs, trying to take control of the situation.
Yeah, they're trying to mount him. They're hoping he falls backwards, and then they're in a full mount. Right. And then you're locked like that. Then he does like kind of like a push press with his legs, but without the, like, just a kind of a quick up and down with the knees bend. Mm-hmm. And then he makes you sit down. Like, he drops to his butt and you drop to your butt. So where's the impact of this move is what I'm saying.
Spine, like, and shoulders.
Yeah.
Right.
Collarbone, maybe. A little bit of collarbone.
Ooh.
Where do you think, like, if you had to actually kayfabe, say, like, why does this movie devastate you to the point that you cannot tap out? Where you took a Spanish fly from the top rope and you kicked out at two, but the wing clipper really clipped your wings.
Fuck you up.
It so severely damages your shoulders that you can't even lift them off the mat.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
your whole upper body is just useless.
Useless.
That's true. I think you're right. I think it's that, like, so when you go down, it kind of jukes your arms up, pulls their arm, it hyperextends both arms back, so you can't even move your shoulder to kick out. So you're actually fine. Your brain, you have full cognitive ability, you're fully lucid, but your arms don't move.
That's why, that's what makes it sick.
That's what makes it a lethargia.
Your wings.
Yeah.
That's why he's a Lothario. I'm not going to. All right. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But my point is that I don't like that he's. I love the word Lothario, but I would like a more modern Lothario, which is more like he might ghost you. Like, he doesn't. He doesn't need to be recklessly, selfishly, and irresponsibly in sexual behavior with women. Look, I like that Lothario is specifically a masculine word.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, is there a Lothario? Can you be a Lothario?
Well, you know, back in the day when that term was coined, there probably was no such thing. You just get called a whore.
Dan, are you asking if there are words that are used to describe women?
Yeah.
If there's
based
an old-timey
sexual... Yeah.
How come there's no ways to insult women and shame them sexually? It's not fair. It's not fair that there's no word. There's zero words to really shame women.
For as much as it happens, you'd think we'd have a word for it.
Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, to be honest, Lotharia would be a nice middle ground where the alt-right could meet with the feminist movement. And why don't
that's
we agree
so
on Lotharia?
Beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Can you imagine that? They came together, non-socially distanced, masked off, machine guns in hand,
wonderful.
At the town hall of Jacksonville. And then they all walk the beach just spreading disease. I mean, it's a lot to think about.
Spreading dessert.
That's what I heard. Okay, I love that idea.
Spreading dessert. Anyway, I mean, that's kind of like all my main stuff for these two episodes of Raw and SmackDown. I want to quickly mention some AEW NXT stuff because
all right, I'm going to go because my laptop is like literally about to die.
Okay, you're allowed to go.
I can't stay for the AEW chat, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Okay, all right.
I already know anything about it.
Everyone.
Okay,
hold
bye,
on,
Aaron.
Wait. Don't make me leave yet. Hold on.
I give you the boot. Aaron is gone, everyone. But I just want to quickly just mention things because last week our AEW NXT episode was we didn't. I'm just mentioning this stuff quick. Because we talked more about the firings. The timing was very weird. So I just want to say Moxley defends his title against Jake Hager. Nothing really to say there except for he wore camo cargo shorts to wrestle. Moxley did.
Yeah.
And I couldn't decide if that was more of like. I was like, is that part of his look or is that more like Weird Times gear?
I bet you it's Weird Times gear.
Yeah. Right? It was a kind of like, these were like John Cena, like meets, I don't know. It's like himself. I don't know. It's like a John Cena look. Stone Cold. It's like John Cena. Like it's like Stone Cold meets John Cena kind of a thing.
I get it. Yeah. I think it was just his gym bag was lost somewhere else.
I don't know. Check out if you didn't watch AEW, you want to see one thing. Watch this Bubbly Bunch video. I think it's pretty funny. Jericho, it's all those guys are just like on their own webcams and they do like Brady Bunch parody with all the Inner Circle, but they all have like their own square and it's basically their own Zooms and shit. Funny. I like when AEW gets creative. They're very good at it. I like that. It's fun. Adam Cole, I just want to give it a little knock on NXT, and I'll bring this up to Tulo, and he will give me shit for this. But he cut this promo where he's just saying, and this actually, I should have brought this up earlier. We're talking about acknowledging COVID. He says, like, I'm at home because there's no one good enough to wrestle me, you know? And it's just
right.
This is like insulting writing, you know? I think if you're going to have it be like, I just stay home, then you have to have the announcers be like, I think he's scared right now, you know?
Right.
He's scared. Like, then you could do that, but you can't acknowledge that. So it's just kind of like, why is he not there? It's just weird, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying if you want to stay home, be safe. But then he could also just be like, none of you guys are worth risking my life like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like something like that. Like, it's like, why would I get the only way you guys could beat me is taking me down with this virus. So right. I don't know why. Maybe Adam Cole is some kind of pre-existing, but like some kind of like immunocompromised thing. I don't know. I don't know why he can't be there, but I don't like being lied to as a viewer. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's something good that NXT did, though. Velveteen Dream cut a really fun promo. Very cool. He's like in front of a podium with his moving graphic. He looks so cool. $1 million, as a matter of fact, many would say. And they did this cool thing where he's cutting this promo, talking shit about Adam Cole. But then they pan over and Finn Balor's in the background and he walks in and he looks fucking awesome. And Finn is like, if you're going to talk about champions, the only champion to ever talk about is me. I was the best NXT champion ever, you know? And then he's like, these ignorant comments. He's like, if you keep up these ignorant comments, you will get a date with the prince. That's a cool line.
Yeah.
For Finn Balor, if he's going to call himself the prince, like, it's like, you want a date with the prince? I like that because he's so hot, too. It's like he's like the prince. I like that. But then Dream said something even cooler in return. He goes, a date with the prince, you say? How about you be a gentleman, Finn, and pick me up, say, next Wednesday night? This is the best shit I ever saw. This is like when wrestling's fun. They want to beat each other up, but like Dream's like having fun with the kayfabe buffet's gimmick. Like, that's a great it was really fun, really cool. And then Karrion Kross attacked Tommaso Ciampa at the end of the episode, and that guy I have no interest in. I hope I'm wrong. His promos, I don't know much about his indie work. I know a lot of you will say he's awesome. We've seen before. A lot of guys are awesome. I go to PWG. I've seen a lot of guys are awesome. The stuff he's doing so far has been very generic, in my opinion. So is the stuff Lance Archer has been doing, but he has Jake the Snake. So, you know what I mean? So we'll see. I'm not that pumped for it, so we'll see it. But anyway, those were the highlights of AEW NXT. But we'll talk about this week in AEW NXT on the bonus episode. So that's everything for this week, guys. No thanks to Aaron for leaving. I mean, can you believe this? Unbelievable. No, thanks to Aaron Newman. Thanks for popping by. Thanks to the Super Troll for popping by in these weird times. You know, he didn't have anything good to say. He looked terrible. Frankly, I don't think it's, you know, we're probably going to lose listeners for that. He also claims he doesn't know the guy who called me a cancer of wrestling podcast. It sounded like he knew him. It sounded like he knew him or maybe knows him a little closer than he wants to admit. You know what I mean?
Or at least looks exactly like him.
But hey, guys, check out the Patreon. Support the show. Thank you for everyone to continue to support the podcast during this time. And we'll see what happens after, where we're going to be doing this pod and whatnot. But patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. I'm mailing out all stickers. You should have a sticker if you became a patron. You should have it already. I did mail some international, so those will take hopefully they take less than 3 months when we have no postal service. By the way, support this postal service by being a patron. You are supporting the postal service because I mail your stickers right away, the USPS. But also, Mondays, check out our Cow Movie Club. We're having a great time. We watched Bumblebee. That's out now. We watched Bushwick with Dave Bautista. We watched Gridiron Gang. We're watching all the fun movies with pro wrestlers in it. And next week, chosen by Petroniak, Andrew Brewster, check out No Holds Barred. And we'll be doing a Money in the Bank Twitch watch along, and I'll be on there for AEW and NXT tomorrow on twitch.tv/DanBlackAttack. We'll watch live. That'll be a good time. And yeah, I got a new fun project for you guys that is podcast related coming at you very soon. I'll have more details. I'm hoping to put it out very, very soon. But yeah, so anyway, hey, everybody, thanks for supporting the podcast and keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Newman?
See you.
See you. Peace, dude.
See ya.
Comedians of Wrestling. I listen up.
Wednesday.
When I go to work.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.